Next to Venezuela, where President Hugo Chavez has spent a decade in power, one of his core messages, the corruption of the country's previous leaders. But critics say graft is flourishing once again in Venezuela, and one former Chavez supporter, a young congressman, says some of the chief beneficiaries of that corruption are in the president's own family. NPR's Juan Ferrero reports from Barinas, Venezuela.
Wilmer Azuaje is impulsive and looks younger than his 31 years, but he's a member of Hugo Chavez's Congress, which overwhelmingly supports the president. And Azuaje says he's on a serious mission. He speaks a mile a minute while driving at breakneck speeds across the hot, flat plains of Barinas in southwestern Venezuela. His charge? That Chavez and his family broke their pledge to root out corruption.
That promise from 9 or 10 years ago was never kept here in Barinas. It's the Chavez's who rule here, the nepotism, the owners of Barinas.
The congressman is among a host of critics who say members of the Chavez family have been buying large farms and hiding their stakes in them, possibly because the properties were purchased with public funds. The Chavezes deny the charges. Driving through farm country, Azuaje stops to ask peasant farmers where the Chavez family's farms are located. Despite the Chavez's denials, most farmers say they know exactly where. This makes Azuaje giddy.
I've told you, in all the communities, people know where their farms are.
In the town of Santa Lucia, Azuaje barges into a meeting of peasant leaders, people strongly supportive of the government. To the sounds of applause, Azuaje accuses the Chavez family of accumulating big farms while the peasants have nothing. Farmer Jose Gil couldn't agree more.
It should be investigated, and those lands should be expropriated and given to us because they're not productive now.
Argenis Chavez is one of the president's five brothers. He's Secretary of State in Barinas, and he's also known for his singing. He's even made a CD.
Paisaje de ensoñación que me ha regalado Dios frente a las cumbres andinas.
Standing outside a radio station, minutes after completing his weekly talk show, he took time out to sing for NPR. The song, Pretty Barinas, a classic here. He also attracts crowds who know he can deliver social programs and grants. He said he and his brothers do not own large tracts of farmland or farms whose titles are registered in the names of frontmen, nor are he and his brothers living like kings, as Congressman Azuaje claims.
I have shirts, pants, those types of things, but nothing to do with airplanes, yachts, shopping malls, farms, Hummers. It's easy to check.
Argenis Chavez says Wilmer Azuaje is making the accusations to gain cheap political points. Indeed, Azuaje is running for governor, a post now held by the president's father, Hugo de los Reyes Chavez. Luis Vicente León is a pollster and political analyst. He says some Chavistas, as the president's allies are known, have their eye on November's regional elections and are wielding the corruption allegations against their opponents, fellow Chavistas.
The government of Chavez is full of corruption. The interesting thing is that a lot of people is talking about that inside the Chavismo because they are fighting against each other. The important thing about corruption is that the corruption is dividing the Chavismo.
And Azuaje's political ambitions have some people here suspicious about his motives, like Eustorgio Tablante, a subsistence farmer. He says he has nothing against the Chavez family and isn't keen on an investigation. Azuaje is not deterred. After a day touring the countryside, Azuaje invited friends to his home for beers, and he boasted that his voice is better than Argenis Chavez's. Then he tried to prove it.
Paisaje de ensoñación que me ha regalado Dios.
Ironically, it's the same song Argenis Chavez sang about the bounties of Barinas. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Barinas, Venezuela.